Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chal Daf Yud Zayin. We are starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah and the Vilnsur's daf is on Yud Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shadahav and Aliyah. So the Mishnah said Paris Chutz La'aretz V'chulu that if produce from Chutz La'aretz was brought into Eretz Yisrael and then a dough was made out of it, it's Chayav and Chala. Where do we get this from? Ksiv, the pasuk says in regards to Chala El Ha'aretz Hasher Ani Mevi Escham Shama to the land that I will bring you there. What do we learn from here? Shama Tem Chayavin over there in Eretz Yisrael you're Chayav and Atem Chayav in Chutz La'aretz you're not Chayav. In Chutz La'aretz, but once produce is brought into Eretz Yisrael, so it's chayav in chala. And Tani, we have a brisa, Zudiv Reb Meir. This is Reb Meir, which means according to Reb Meir, everyone agrees that when produce from Chutz La'aretz is brought into Eretz Yisrael, it's chayav in chala. Aval, Div Reb Yehuda, but Reb Yehuda argues with this. Paris Chutz La'aretz shenichsu la'aretz, produce from Chutz La'aretz that was brought into Eretz Yisrael, Reb Elezer pater Reb Kiva mechayev. Reb Elezer actually paters it from chala, and it's only Reb Kiva who is mechayev in chala. So now we ask, my time with Reb Elezer, where does he get this from? And that's because the pasuk tells us lechem ha'aretz. This is from the next pasuk that tells us we have to separate from the bread of the land, and what do we learn from here? Loy lechem chutz la'aretz, not bread that came from chutz la'aretz. And since this grain came from chutz la'aretz, it's pater from chala according to Reb Elazar. And my time with Reb Kiva, what about Reb Kiva? That's because the pasuk tells us el ha'aretz asher ani mevi eschem shama to the land that I will bring you there. And we learn that shama atem chayavin over there you're chayav in chala bein beperes ha'aretz bein beperes chutz la'aretz whether the produce came from chutz la'aretz or Eretz Yisrael. Since you're currently located in Eretz Yisrael, you're chayav in chala. So the Gemara asks, ma mekayim Reb Elazar time with Reb Kiva el ha'aretz asher ani mevi eschem shama. What does Reb Elazar do with Reb Kiva's pasuk that we just quoted, which seems to clearly tell us once you're in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't make a difference where the produce comes from, you're chayav in chala. And the answer to that is we have to add two words into the girsa, bepeiros ha'aretz, as referring to produce of Eretz Yisrael, which means Reb Elazar would understand the pasuk as follows: El ha'aretz asher ani mevi eschem shama to the land that I will bring you there, and when you get there and you have produce from there, then it's chayav in chala. Now Chavraya says b'shem Reb Elazar, and Rav Bas says b'shem Reb Elazar, and Rav Hila says b'shem Reb Shimon Lakish. Kach meishev Reb Kiva as Reb Elazar. This is where Kiva responded to Reb Elazar, Einat Maidili, don't you agree to me, B'sha Shenechnisu Yisrael La'aretz, that once Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, Umatsu Kemachim Uslasois, and they found different types of flour, Kemach and Soyos are two different types, Soyos is more finely sifted than Kemach, but either which way, they went to the marketplace, or they went into people's homes, and they found flour there already, Shehin Chayavin B'chala, that a dough made out of that flour would be Chayv and Chala, V'lav Gedulai P'turhein, but didn't they grow in a state of P'tur? Because even though this flour was from grain that grew in Eretz Yisrael, it was before the Yidden got there, so technically grew b'ptur, but it still is considered grain from Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it would be chayv in chala. And you yourself, Reb Elazar, would agree to me, says Rabbi Kiva, that this is chayv in chala. And by that same token, grain that's brought from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael, since it's now in Eretz Yisrael, should be chayv in chala. And v'hu mekabel minei, Reb Elazar accepted this svara from Rabbi Kiva. Now, on Rabbi Yossi commented on this. Tamani, I'm surprised. Ech Rabbi Kiva meiser was Reb Elazar. How Rabbi Kiva asked this question of Reb Elazar, v'hu mekabel minei, and he accepted it from him. Really, there's a difference. Taman over there, in regards to grain that grew in Eretz Yisrael before the Yidden got there, it makes sense that it's chayav in chala once the Yidden came in. Why is that? Because l'mafreya yershu. They are yirish, they inherit Eretz Yisrael l'mafreya, retroactively. How do we know this? Dom Rav Huna b'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman l'zarecha etein ein ksev kan. Hashem didn't tell Avram Avinu that I will give the land to your descendants, ela l'zarecha nosati. Rather, Hashem told Avram Avinu, I have given it to your descendants, kvar nosati, which means I already gave the land to your descendants, and therefore, way later down the line, when the Yidden finally went into Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua, the land was already considered theirs, l'mafreya, retroactively, and therefore we view this flour as if it always belonged to them, so of course it's chayav in chala, and that doesn't necessarily apply to grain that was brought in from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. We could technically still say, at least in Shitas Reb Elazar, that it wouldn't be chayav in chala. Now we just go to Shitas Reb Kiva, Mabekam Reb Kiva, Tamid Reb Elazar, Lechem Ha'aretz. What does Reb Kiva do with Reb Elazar's pasuk of Lechem Ha'aretz? And the answer is, it's referring to one specific situation, Besfina Shenichasu La'aretz, regarding a boat that came from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael proper, meaning into the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, and on the boat they're baking some bread. Im Kirmu Paneha, Yudzayin on Bez on top, Menachot V'lefnim, Chayaves. If their bread only started crusting from the line and inside, meaning from the Tchum and inside towards Eretz Yisrael, so then this bread is Chayv in Chala because it reached this stage in Eretz Yisrael proper, whereas Menachot V'lechot, Petura. If it had already started forming this crust outside the chut, outside this line of the tchum, so then it's pater. And that's what the pasuk is referring to, according to Rabbi Kiva. And we continue with this, Aldat Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, he svinta, he isas hagoy, he achnasasan, all these things have the same exact din, a boat that came from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, or dough of a guy, or for that matter, any dough or any produce that was brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, shakol hoy lechach akrim betanur, everything it has to do with, it's crusting over in the tanur while it's being made into bread. If it reached that stage in Eretz Yisrael, it would be chayav in chala. Now, maidim chamal Rabbi Kiva, chamal agreed Rabbi Kiva, says the Gemara, when it's being brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, Shakol Hayelach Achar Krim B'Tanur, that everything follows this stage. And where do they get this from? In Mad Rabbi Kiva Masav Rabbi Lezer V'Mekabel Minei. It's because of the question Rabbi Kiva asked on Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer agreed to him, this question that we had in Amud Aleph, that shows that Rabbi Kiva's Svara is valid. Now once we start discussing something coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, we now bring to another discussion regarding Chadash. Rabbi Yoina Ba Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yoina asked in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, V'Shash Shenechnasu Yisrael La'aretz, when Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael for the first time with Yeshua, Umatza Kamalacha, and they found moist grain, meaning it was unripe, it was still in its stalks, growing from the ground, Mao Shetei Asur Mishum Chadash, was it Asur because of Chadash or not? So Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiyah told him, Lamalai, why not? Of course it's Asur because of Chadash. Once they came into Eretz Yisrael, now there's an Asur Chadash. So Rabbi Yoina continued asking him, Ad Kedayin Lacha, I understand that would be referring to moist grain, because since it at least grew a little bit after the Yidden got to Eretz Yisrael, we could say that it now already has Isra Chadash. But Afilu Yivesha, would we say that even in regards to dry grain, meaning it's not growing anymore and it fully ripened before they got to Eretz Yisrael? So Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah told him, Afilu Yivesha, even if it was fully dry and ripe, and Afilu Katsura, even if it was already harvested before the Yidden got to Eretz Yisrael, the moment it came in, that grain is also because of Chadash. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked him, Me'ata, if that's really so, Afilu Chit Balia, that means even wheat in the storage house, dahinu wheat and grain from the previous year, something grew fully, was harvested, and even put into storage way before the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, that should also be also because of Chadash. And if that's true, Kachani Yomer, this is what I say, Lo Yoichlu Yisrael Matzah B'Leilei HaPesach. That means the Yidden wouldn't have eaten matzah the first night of Pesach, that first year when they came into Eretz Yisrael, because they came in the 10th of Nisan shortly before Pesach, and that means that the first night of Pesach they wouldn't be able to eat matzah, because all the grain that they found, even stuff that was from last year, would be also because of Chadash, and would only be mutter the next day, the second day of Pesach, which is when the Yomer is brought. But then Amar Rabbi Yoina said, Min Dinafkes, after I left Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tahis, I regretted Deloy Amar Saleh that I didn't tell him the following, Shanyahi, actually this is different. Shemitzah say, Doichel Mitzvah Loi Saseh. In Aseh is Doichel Loi Saseh. If we have a Mitzvah Saseh, a positive commandment that says, do this, that will push away a Loi Saseh that says, don't do this. And therefore, in this situation, they actually still would eat matzah, even if there was an Isra of Chadash. The Isra of Chadash is a Loi Saseh, but it's pushed away by the Mitzvah Saseh of eating matzah, and therefore, this is actually not a valid question. This is something Rabbi Yoina realized after he left Rabbi Yirmiyah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this, getting a little bit into the concept of Aseh Deichel Eis Aseh. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.